Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending where you're coming from. I've no idea where I am, somewhere in the world. We're just going to give a very quick run through some work we've done on UWP and talk about why UWP worked very well for us. It's a bit here and there, so we're going to skip through quite a lot of different bits. But fundamentally, what did UWP ever do for us? And then some other random bits as well. And if you want to ask any questions, can do, but we've got a lot of slides and a lot of information to go through. We work for a company called Black Marble. We've just turned 20. No, I do not know why I'm the shortest and fattest on all our pictures. I am fat, that's fine. But the short bit, I'll never understand. We're going to be talking about a product we built for UK and European policing called 2Serve. And I'll give you a background so you can understand what we're using and why we're doing UWP. So what we actually have is a large-scale cloud burst architecture at the background, which allows us to integrate to crime intelligence, PNC, PND, DVLA, motor vehicles, all those kind of things. And then we do a lot of work in here on process layers, data normalization. And the key is actually what we do is we abstract all of these, shall we say the police has a lot of heritage systems, is that the polite term? And we normalize those and actually provide modern interfaces all the way through. And then what we do is we surface up with a really modern grade application, which is very rich for the police to use. Because what we saw is the police really weren't given the kind of love you'd expect. They're out on the road, and they're normally given desktop applications on a tablet, you know, old 1980s, 1990s gray applications that are barely functional. And we thought they deserved something much better and much richer. So we started on the joys of Windows 8 and Windows 8.1. Don't shoot me, it's fine. And then we sort of migrated all the way through to Windows 10. Yeah. And we want to show you the benefits we've had all the way through. Now, I've got the design skills of a dead gerbil. I'm not allowed near design, but I understand what great design has done for me as a business. We've actually been able to deliver some really amazing experiences. And we looked at what policing were doing, and we actually realized that we could actually build an application that would pay for itself purely by saving in training time. Traditional gray screen kind of applications could cost an absolute fortune in training time. So by investing in UX, now, at the outset, all of the police forces we were working with, and policemen can be quite forthright in their views, is that the polite term? Were very forthright that they were not willing to expend pretty much any time and effort in user experience. There was no functionality, absolutely no value whatsoever. In the end, I'm going to give the plot away, in the end, they have all appreciated that, in fact, nearly the most important thing we've done in this entire product is build an amazing user experience. The time savings and the customer experience happiness, and you don't think of police officers needing customer experience happiness, has changed how they deliver policing. So we were quite brutally in everything we've done in the user experience. We've stripped everything right back. And actually some of the guys who worked on it are in the back, and they'll keep their head down and probably just hide for a second or two. So we're going to quickly skip through what the application does, and we're going to show you sort of what a tablet version and a phone version looks in parallel. So effectively around me is just interactive maps showing live policing, incidents moving around. These are incidents coming in from 911 or 112 or 999 or ABC, whatever you dial nowadays. And these are live incidents feeding in to officers in the field. And when you open up an incident, you get structured data that you can reuse all the way through the system. And we're going to show you the reuse of data in just a second. We built an officer's notebook to replace, now in the UK, there's the police uniforms in the UK still have a standard size pocket that fits a notebook that was designed in the 1890s. That's how modern our policing is.
Yeah.
Is that better than the US? Don't answer, it's fine. So we allow sort of photo capture, video, all the kind of things you'd expect. But we do something quite unique. So when we take a picture, we also take all the telemetry off the device as well, the rotation, the pitch, and the yaw, and then we digitally sign both the image and all the telemetry set as well, and then it's maintained in an evidence chain going all the way back to the originating systems. And so when it's presented in court, when somebody says, but it was taken like that, and you say, yes, it was. So again, it's just trying to make sure, you know, honest cops, honest courts. I know that's probably a joke right now in most countries, but we are genuinely trying to make the police better and more accountable for what they do.
One of the things that we actually get out of doing the digital signage of all the data that we have in our application is that you wouldn't, I suppose in a way you might not expect it to be there, just because, you know, this is a new platform, but all those cryptography libraries are available in the Universal Windows platform. You know, everything that you can do in .NET with cryptography is available here. So taking those libraries forward, there's new Windows APIs which have all of these, the security all the way through.
And obviously we've got inking for signatures and all of those great things, and there's, so we have drawing panes and all that sort of stuff.
And all of those are the out of the box controls. We've just taken what's available in UWP and just surfaced that up in the UI.
So this is the key. You know, you've got all of the tools to build really amazing user experiences right now, and we're just showing you what we've done. This is going to look like a mind-numbingly boring screen, and as the guys in the back are going. So the Black Marble guys know what actually these are. These are representative tiles. And actually, that's a picture of Josh in the back, who's now going to hide. and what these are is, if I've searched for Peter Richards, I get a tile. And underneath is all of the data of Peter Richards from all of the different crime systems, intelligence, command and control, whatever they're going to be. So we have total data fidelity, but also total data reuse. As we have these data coming in, what I can do is I can actually add James or James as other officers, and we can actually have multiple users in different locations all on the same dashboard, all sharing the same data in real time. The target time for data reuse is 500 milliseconds across all users. So if you take a photo, add it in, now photos can take longer, you know, your mobile signal may vary with usage, and then we sort of ship the data, synchronize it, using Azure to actually do all the synchronization across thousands of devices in real time.
Yeah.
But what that actually means, though, is we can actually take that data and then just drag it onto forms and use it. So in 95% of the cases, officers are searching for data, using it to fill in a form, and we're actually crowdsourcing data integrity across an entire user base. Because if they correct your address for a known felon, that data is then reset and then sent back to the originating system in real time. We have full audit trails all the way through, which again, cryptographically signed and synced across all the devices as well.
One of the things that you might notice in this, if you develop any UWP applications, is that those controls do not look like standard controls. Now, one of the drawbacks of UWP in a way is that some of this stuff is not out of the box. You can't get this right now, but as you can see, we have developed it. The way that UWP is built is you can build these custom controls on top of what's already there. So, you know, we've got some combo boxes there. We've just added a bit of validation on top of it. We've got text boxes. We've added validation on top of it. So everything that you can do here is customizable.
We've done a whole pile of other things as well. Continuum. We actually did some demos yesterday on a mobile phone, pairing up to a service hub, and then we drove it as a full-screen desktop application from a phone, and it worked seamlessly. Cortana, although Cortana's currently turned off in production due to the fact that occasionally data sent back for validation, and there's a criminal system, so that's turned off. And translation services, so as I'm taking a witness statement, maybe you give it to me in French, I don't speak French, we can actually take it, do a direct translation in English, so the officer at least knows what's going on. That simple thing alone saving up to 4 hours on an implementation. So I don't have to go back to the station, get a translator in and move on. The nice thing is, though, the police forces are seeing that this is now user experience is changing everything for them. They're saving money day in, day out. Training budgets are down, delivery is faster, user adoption is higher, and it's making a huge difference. But we actually then sort of think more, what can we do beyond the traditional UX with UWP? So the first thing we do is we move on to things like Surface Hub. So we've got the large 84-inch experiences. So when it runs on a large hub, we actually display a different view, like an interactive map view. But what we actually do there is, and every time I tell the Surface Hub team they cry, the first thing we did is we've turned off touch and the pens. And you're all saying, what kind of idiot is this? So, you remember I said earlier we wanted full auditability? We wanted to audit everything all the way through, right? If I go to the bathroom while this is on and then you run up and frame somebody for murder, that's probably a bad thing, just I'm guessing. So what we actually do is, as you take a pen out, we pop up a dialogue so you can actually write in your username. We then email you a PIN from the back-end system, type the PIN in, and we've used a runtime two-factor authentication to log you into the pen. And then that pen is audited as you as we run through the system. And then James can come in, take another pen in, audit on that pen, and we can work collaboratively on the same device and then actually use it in real time, but with full auditing capabilities. All done through UWP.
And one of the benefits you get from UWP is obviously, if you remember some of the slides back, this user interface you're seeing here is completely different to the user interface of the mobile and the desktop application, because we can customize our one single universal Windows platform application to run on various platforms, but we can, in our code, we can actually develop triggers to detect that we're on a Surface Hub and present this different experience.
So one application delivered on multiple platforms. Now, you won't have heard about HoloLens because nobody at Microsoft ever talks about it, and it's, you know, it's a complete secret. So the HoloLens team, we're really interested. So you think about, what does HoloLens do? We're going to add 3D objects into space, right? That's what we're going to do with HoloLens. So, but the first thing I decided to do was to bring a 2D interface into HoloLens. And initially everyone said, that's just nuts. This is a UWP application running in HoloLens, and what we're able to give the police is a 30-foot high map, that same event dashboard, live stream data coming through. That's an evidence stream showing all of the local evidence coming in. We can have four or five people look at the same windows in the same space at the same time. We've actually built a mobile command center that will fit in a briefcase. It's the same UWP application that we had running on the phone. Okay? This is why UWP is so amazing. But just for fun, I'm going to, 2 seconds, this isn't UWP, but this is the HoloLens application. We actually built a scene of crime proof of concept where we can actually scan the room in 3D, collect evidence and pictures and that sort of thing. And we're only showing it because genuinely we're actually, it's quite cool. There you go. So the real thing we were talking about is, what did UWP really ever do for us? And the list is actually quite long.
Yeah.
Apart from aqueducts and sanitation, and if you're old enough to remember the joke, that's fine. we're able to deliver on 4 platforms for virtually the same cost. It was roughly a 10-3-2 rule, about 10% extra for the first platform, about 3 for the next, and about 2 for the one after that. Nearly all of the code was the same. Obviously, between the very small form factor and the tablet, there was quite a lot of work just on how the layouts worked to make it usable all the way through and to make sure the snapping worked. So as you change the size, it just works in. And then when you start to go to the bigger ones, the actual percentage of effort were lower and lower and lower. And HoloLens, all heavy lifting had already been done. The HoloLens was compared to the size of Tuta, which is by the way, it's a massive product, was a very small amount of work.
Yeah. I think development-wise, I think to bring that desktop application that you saw to the HoloLens with that multi-window experience was about 20, 30 days?
20, 30 days of dev and about 20, 30 days of test, and then about another 10 of design, I think. So call it about 80 days all in.
Yeah.
So a very cost-effective delivery. And just for reference, that HoloLens UWP application is in trial in police forces now. We also have no hashifdef rules. For those of you old enough or remember what hashifdefs are, you know, we've got one platform that's delivering everything. And we keep saying it, but the inking is just incredible.
Yeah.
The inking support and what we can do with inking EWP has actually transformed how the application works and and delights our users end to end. So what were the outcomes for us? Quite a lot of nice ones. We actually won. No, I don't know what. Well, I'm drinking some cherry popper. That probably solves that one, doesn't it? Fine. We won best Windows application from Microsoft about 2 years ago, and the best public safety and national security award globally for all Microsoft partners in the world. And we've done very well from there. But more importantly, we're saving police time. We're saving between 15 and 25% of all user time in the field. On larger cases, which we can't talk about right now, the numbers hopefully, well, we know will be a lot higher, but there's obviously judicial process before we can talk about those. We have much higher user acceptance, very fast delivery, and huge results actually from our user base. Actually, I think we're about 4 minutes under.
We are.
A bit of a surprise to all parties concerned. Any questions?
It can be about anything.
Devices in the field. So, sorry, I can't hear you. So I think we've got about 7,500 users, and I think it's about 10,000 devices. I think numbers will vary, but you know, it's in that sort of ballpark. I think by the end of the summer, towards the end of the winter, that goes up to about 17,000, and we're hoping that'll be about 34,000 by the spring. So I'll just repeat the question. So the minute all the devices are Windows Mobile, correct? But a Xamarin version is under production right now.
Yeah.
So we use the same code base and the joys of Xamarin to be out by the euphemistically called winter, whenever the winter's ready, for that sort of time. But again, the same code base and the joys, the announcements today hopefully make a nice big change to that delivery schedule. So we'll actually sort of pull all of our Xamarin into one line, which will be quite handy.
Yeah.
Timing almost couldn't be more perfect for us. Any more questions? No? That was nice and easy. 3 minutes in. You got 3 minutes back. There you go. Thank you very much. If you do have any questions, we'll be around.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.